So, Gopichandan Tilak Namudra, which are Nimitta, they are Bhavanukul. This is third. Bhavmai, Bhavasambandhi, now Bhavanukul. These are Anukul, Anukul means favorable. Tulsi Seva, Parikrama, Pranamadi Bhavanukul. This should be done. Go Ashwastha Dhatri Brahman Sammanna. Understanding? Go Ashwastha means people Pariksha. To do Parikrama, to give water. And Brahman Sammanna, to respect Brahmins. These are bhakti among 64 kinds of bhakti. They are somewhat favorable. Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat.
Upakarak. Upakari. If a man does not do no harm, but we should do like Raghunath Das Goswami has told, Sujane Bhusuragane. Bhusuragane means Brahman. Go also. Aswastha also. Bhakti Rasami Sindha also it has been listed. But if a Raganuga Vaishnava have no time to do no harm, because it is Nimitta, Upakari only. Understand? Bhavanukul.
Favorable, but not essential.
Not essential. Here, one thing. Bhavanukul or abiruddha. Not unfavorable, but not favorable. Understand?
Which things? Those you have mentioned.
Now I am mentioning.
Fourth category.
There's a fourth category.
Abiruddha, it is not...
Abiruddha is unfavorable.
It is not unfavorable, but not yet favorable. That is... Here one thing is telling that Krishna wants to have milk from the breast of Yashoda. And at the same time, he has kept milk on the fire. The milk was going
boiling over.
Yashoda forcibly kept Krishna there. He was weeping and he was so angry. But she went to protect the milk. Here means the things which are very likable of Krishna, we should protect than Krishna. And we should favor these things more than Krishna, for Krishna. Krishna has a cough. Theek hai tum log? Ab hamara samapti ho gaya, pehla abhyadhyay. First chapter is going to be completed.
How many chapters there are?
Two chapters. This was long chapter, and after one day it will take. So, here he is telling that for Raganuga Bhakta, though Sravan and Kirtan Smaran is superior, but for the management of Kirtan is not less than them.
Could you explain that again, please?
Oh, come on. And play on mridanga. Oh, you should come out and you should do kirtan. One is giving Sataranji there. He is doing the management of all these things. One is doing prachar for this. These are not less than that.
Not less than
Sravana and Kirtan.
Support.
At first, these things are more superior than them. But at least, at last, there will be transfer in that.
Does that pravachan mean specifically about Raganuga Bhakti or any kind of even Vaidhi pravachan?
He will have Raganuga in his heart, but can do all these things. If they are supporters for Sankirtan, Smaran and all these things.
And, but this comes under the category of...
like you are doing prachar. You are doing prachar. Going here and there for Nam Sankirtan. You are doing meetings and so many things. Management is there. So for doing that, no alternative interior, any other here. And if we do for only Sankirtan and all these things, it is not bad. It should be adaraniya.
Respectable.
Not word. Here, ahangoho prasna, nyas mudra, dvarka dhyan, mahishi dhyan, all should be rejected. In this. All can be helpful, but these will be directly.
But this is under the category, what was the word in Sanskrit?
Bhav viruddha. At first was bhav abiruddha. And bhav viruddha should be rejected.
Viruddha is against.
Okay.
And abiruddha is neutral.
But then, so you're saying that arrangement of the kirtan, all of these things, not less than...
That is washing of Krishna
clothing.
Clothes.
It is not less than kirtan or smarana.
Because they will be transferred further in that thing.
Transferred further means?
In future.
In future, there will be kirtan and smarana. That person will have to have respect in the angs, Sramana Kirtan Vishnu Smaranam, and to Smaran Krishna. Smaran Krishna is superior. But in Asakti, two kinds of Asakti. Asakti in Krishna and his Parikar. And asakti in sadhananga. Both are good. But later on, one who has only asakti in anga, sramana kirtan, all things, it will transfer into Krishna and smarning that thing. So this is bhavanukul, and after that it will be as bhavmai afterward.
What is the difference between the neutral, the one that is neutral, and the one and nimittic bhav sun?
There are some. You should read and then discuss.
I think if we see this type up, we need to read this also, because hearing, if we read it again, it will be very clear. We need to see the categories.
He is telling that I have told like this, but in Siddha Sarir you will realize it. And at the first preliminary stage, you cannot have ideas, exact ideas. So if I have told and you have understand anything rather thing, not proper thing, So it is my fault that I could not make you understand. So God and Shuddha Bhakti should
help you.
Kshama kar.
Forgive me.
Karmi me.
Kshama.
Yes. One day more. Then.
I have just some one or two practical questions, quick questions. I asked you this once before, but I again want to make sure. This has happened two times now in different places. The small vigraha in our temples, sometimes they're small, and normally the small murti should be made from ashtadat or some brass. But sometimes, originally, the deity we installed was made of marble. If one of them breaks, now when I asked you, you said you replace it. But the other one has not yet broken. So then, just like the Krishna marble small murti broke, the Radharani marble one did not break. So you said, okay, you can replace the Krishna one. So, but I said, what about Radharani? So you said that she is not broken. But the problem is because she is made of marble, we fear that, who knows, 50 years from now, 100 years from now, same thing may again happen. So we are thinking that both should be replaced with brass mortis so that they will always be safe.
But yet, it has been pratishthit. So you should have Krishnamurti replaced by marble stone and again pratishtha and give it to any disciple or keep it as a big, bigger, bigger.
Which one?
Radha and Krishna, which was originally.
And give them to someone.
Someone.
But then it's not so easy to worship Radha Krishna. It requires at home, maybe no one will.
Our father has dead, mother is alive. We should leave our mother also.
This is
that you should go.
You told me that last time. Same answer.
I don't remember, but
you have given the same answer. But then I have a question. Now, because it is in the temple, there are every day five times bhoga being offered, so many things. So if we give the deity to someone in the home, must they continue the same?
Two times will do as the devotee is
concerned. And no then harm. Can they be replaced that with
they will,
They can be both, Radha and Krishna then, both can be replaced with a brass deities.
They can be.
And the marble ones can be given to someone in the home.
Any mandir, new mandir or anywhere.
Then the same problem may come with breaking. Better in the home, I think. Then one other question. That sometimes, in one piece of property that we have in Vrindavan, there is an old tree, drumstick tree. I don't know what is the name of that stick.
Kadamba.
That vegetable, no. That's the
Bargad.
You know, it's butter. A sabji tree. Sabji tree.
Sajana, these are long things.
Sajana.
And it is hardly, it is only giving a few of these sabjis. And it is a very old tree and not good. And it is in the way of, if we want to make any building, it is in Vrindavan. So can it be cut down or not?
So is it alive?
It is alive.
Old. He will not alive other if they took it and give other place. It will not be alive.
No, it has to be cut down.
You should do according to your.
No, I cannot.
take. Therefore, I am asking you because this tree is right on the property and means the building cannot. I mean, it is not a kadamba tree. It is not. People say the subject tree is not very useful.
Dangerous philosophy.
But on the other hand, we see that every Tengul and all things of Vrindavan are chinmay,
yeah.
And they want to do bhajan, they are doing bhajan. So something should be. And if you are for superior works, you are for building temple or anything else, then it may be cut.
But if it's for somebody's residence?
Somebody's residence. So you should and they should
think of it.
Don't ask.
I had, actually this was not my idea. They suggested this to me and I at once thought that anything growing in Vrindavan, we do not have the right. That after so many thousands and millions of lives, this tree has taken birth here, so we don't have the right. So I wanted to ask you, but they said, no, this tree is not so useful, but I thought it is not correct.
That's what Thung can do, but I will not order that you should cut it or not cut it.
Nor I can. I will not take that responsibility.
We should not take responsibility of this. Because when Raghunath Das Goswami went to cut a tree of neem tree or any other trees, the trees become. They went to Raghunath Das Goswami in dream, they told that don't cut. So he was doing Krishna Kunda. He thought that Krishna is Bakra, Tribhanga, so he does not want to be
straight.
So he does not cut. But afterward, now we see, after 500 years after, that some are going by themselves.
Cutting.
Not
leaving.
Cutting.
Leaving. Oh, tree is leaving.
Yes.
So this is not.
One question, short. In Jawit, are the husbands, do the husbands of the Manjaris come from Jawit?
What?
In Jawit.
Jawit.
Do the husbands of the Manjaris, do they all come from Jawit?
No, I'll ask you.
Oh, yes.
His question is that Jawit is the home of Srimati Radhika's in-laws, Abhimanyu, Chokila, etc. When we went there, you told us that the other friends of Radhika, they are also residing with her there. So his question is, does it mean that their so-called husbands are also living in Jawit?
It may be, maybe not. As Visakha, coming from Nimgaon, but they have relation in that village.
In Jawit.
In Jawit. Also in the house of
Jatila.
Jatila also. Visakha is so related to Jatila and Kotila. And so many, there are big villages. So many relations are of gopis are there.
So therefore they can.
They, by doing any bahana, by cheating them, they come, they tell their husband that I am going to my sister, I am going to my any relation, I am going there. And by telling, they come to and serve Srimati Radhika there. Anyhow, they serve.
They are there.
I brought the papers.
Hmm.
I will leave them with you.
I will see, and then we should discuss.
That can be Raganuga. Then you gave the example of the milk. that if somebody wants milk, then he will learn that he has to get cow with calf and do so many things. But the real purpose is that he wants the milk. Now, some years before, I made the resolution that I would do whatever I have to do, whatever is necessary, to get the association of Guru Maharaj again. So, what category does that count?
Last thing I could not...
He made... You want to say? Again?
Yeah. In other words, we are doing so many things. Huh. Say, for the last so many years, we're doing so many things. But the idea is not that because of the injunctions of the scriptures, that if we don't do it, we will go to hell or something like that. We were doing it with the idea that if we follow, we'll get the association of Guru Maharaj again. So, is that comparable to the greed to want?
It is very different. Because he is telling everything to you and expressing according to Shastra and giving orders.
Oh, yes.
And he is not telling the superlative degrees for ordinary person. For growing greed, only to create Shraddha and Vaidhi Bhakti, that is called Prachar. Raganuga cannot be preached. It is Vyaktigat means
individual.
His question was a little different.
Yeah. To obey and to have the association of your Gurudev, is it Raganuga or Vaidhi? Your question is this?
Not exactly.
What?
That if someone follows the injunctions of the Shastra, being convinced on the basis of the Shastra, that is Vaidhi Bhakti. Ah. But if somebody has greed that he wants to obtain some object.
What subject?
Well, he wants to have the love of Krishna and the mood of one of the associates of Krishna. Ah.
Especially of that four or three kinds of rush, then it will be Raganuga. Any other greed will not be accepted as Raganuga.
Okay.
Only three of, one of the three greed.
So, you are saying that, I'm giving another example to explain the question, that in the beginning one has a sakti to Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. Then later the Ashakti becomes transferred to Krishna and his Parikars. But both are Ashakti. So in the beginning, we have the desire to have the association of Guru Maharaj. But we are thinking of Guru Maharaj as we knew him here. Now, but it seems that the same desire can be transferred or transformed when the idea of Guru Maharaj's identity becomes more clear. Eternal identity in Krishna's service.
Have you understood?
Have you understood?
He's asking whether... If you are thinking of your Guru Maharaj as...
You should hear properly.
Yeah.
And what he is saying, he has understood your
question.
or not, you should see.
Okay.
If we're thinking about Guru Maharaj as a Manjari, for instance, and we desire...
How he will understand? When we are doing nothing and know nothing about all these facts, how it will be? It will be no great. So it will not be Rupanta.
Let me ask, what if one has greed to have darshan of his guru again? Is that the question?
In Krishna Lila.
He has been got diksha and he has so much connection with his Gurudev in past times. And he has sanskar. Then this can be said, that he has greed. But whether that greed is correct or not, we should think it. If there is greed, and you are serving and hearing your Gurudev, Ganga, but it is generally it that if anyone does Vaidhi Bhakti and he has done Gurudev and hearing his Gurudev, and after that by his Gurudev or by any Rasik Vaishnav he has some association, then it may come to Raganta. This is gradually going. And if you see without by any help or anything, without doing taking diksha or anything, you have greed. Like
Rai Ramananda.
Rai Ramananda is Visakha.
Haridas Thakur.
Haridas Thakur or Billo Mangal. Then we should know that it is greed, it is real greed, and he is a Raga. By his actions and thinking, we will know that whether he is Raga Nugan. But at first, we should know that it will be Vaidhi, and after that, hearing, greed can come.
See, but Giriraj Maharaj's greed, it's not out of fear or the Shastra, but he has so much love for Prabhupada that he will do anything to get his darshan again. He will manage, he will go any place to the world, he will do Shravanam Kirtanam, he will go to all our programs. So he's asking, what is that greed?
That sort of greed is in Vaidhi Bhakti. And by his mercy, and if he is creating that greed, then it will be Radha.
But that greed is out
of serving Gurudev.
But it's out of love. It's not out of because I am fearful, because the Shastra says. It is out of...
I'm not understanding perhaps.
I also cannot
understand.
Clearly I am not understanding.
Not in those categories.
If I will understand clearly, another we discuss.
All right.
Clear it me, and clear to him, then we will just discuss. And if you know that your Gurudev is Vinod Manjari or any Manjari, and if you have grip to serve him, then it will be Rupanta. In this form, if I have grip to serve him, it is not Raganta. It is sadhana. It is clear?
Thank you.
Perfect.
You had answered it before, though.
Not that book, so I'm telling it in brief to you.
But your instruction to do japa while meditating on Krishna's pastimes was so much effective. It is so much effective.
You are so much lucky that in your book, so I'm telling it in brief to you.
But your instruction to do japa while meditating on Krishna's pastimes was so much effective. It is so much effective.
You are so much lucky that in a short time you have known the effect realized.
By coming in your association, that's the reason.
So now we have discussed about abhist bhav, abhist sambandhi, abhist anukul, abhist pratikul, all these things we have discussed. You remember all these things?
I remember we discussed them.
Now we are going in second prakash. Here he is telling that if one can question that Krishna is always engaged and he has almost forget what thing is going or not going, what will the effect or not affect. He has everything forgotten. And he is engaged in bilas of gopis only. Doing rash, doing bilas, and being playing with gopis. He don't know what will be the effect. Whether an enemy can come or not come. He has unremembered his house works. If any bipat can come,
danger
can come or not come. He don't know what is fear, whether it come or not come. He has no chinta.
Think.
Anxiety. No thought.
Huh?
No thought about this.
Huh. Worries.
Worries are. He don't know at that time what is jay and parajay. He is always in testing bilas. In the gopi sabha. Sabha means?
Gopi
meeting. He always try to make place to gopis. How they can be placed. And gopis also are in a mood that how we can make happy Krishna. So he is questioning that when Krishna has forgotten everything, then all the Raganugas, bhakti who are praying to Krishna, who will hear their prayers and who will give consolation or who will give them bar? Bar means
blessings.
Who will fulfill the object of that Raganuga bhakti? He is telling that if a man tells that the part of Krishna, which is called Paramatma, will hear all these things. Because he's in the shape of Sakshi,
witness
to every jivas, every souls. So he will hear. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is opinion that by this any Raganuga Bhav cannot be satisfied. Because he is unaware of the fact that Raganuga Bhav had. Paramatma cannot, Paramatma is not sufficient. So they will not be glad, satisfied.
Why Paramatma is not sufficient?
Because he is not a rasik. He is only sakshi and giving fruits of their karmas only. He is bound in his duty till now. Even Narayan cannot be. By Narayan they will not satisfy. Even by Ramachandra and Dwarkadhis, what to tell their fractions. So, now again he is telling that Krishna will hear, Brajendanandan, Shyam Sundar, Gopikant will hear. But how? He is engaged and forgotten everything. Then how he will hear? There is two special qualities in Krishna. Sarabhagyata and Mugdhata. Mugdhata.
Chard.
No.
Mugdhata.
Mugdhata means he does not know anything.
Does not.
By Prem. Prem is so powerful that it makes Krishna that he does not know anything. That is when Krishna was in Dwarka. Uddhav was there. And Krishna called Uddhav and told that there are two works very important. One to kill Jarasandha and another Pandavas has given Nimantran,
invitation
to come and join Rajasu Yajna. Both are equal important. What should I do? Here, Vishwanath Chakravarti is telling that if Krishna was Sarvajna, no?
Jacob
Altrino.
Oh, no. No, no. No at all.
Omniscient.
Jara kam bolo. Suno pehle. He is telling that if Krishna is Sarvajna, he knows everything of three times, Bhut, Bhavishyat and Vartaman. Then how he asked Uddhav? Why he asked? So it may be that Krishna was imitationing.
Imitating.
But from the subject it is seen that he was not imitating.
Too great. The subject is too serious.
No. Uddhav told that, Prabhu, I am surprised and don't know nothing. That why you have asked me? You know everything. But you are telling like in a manner that you know nothing. Buddha told that what may be, I am telling that you should go to Rajasu Yajna at first. And in Rajasu Yajna, you should take Arjun and Bhim with you and with horse you should go to Jarasandha, and there you should kill Jarasandha and complete Raj Vishnu Yagya. Both will be done at a one
stroke.
Krishna admitted and appreciated Uddhava. That Uddhava, certainly you are very intelligent. I should do like this. Here Vishwanath Charity Thakur is telling that both qualities of the Krishna to be like Mugdha. Mugdha means knowing nothing. And knowing everything at the same time. That is, he is telling that Kunti is praying Krishna that when I remember the past times that Yashoda was going to bind you, your hands, and binds your kamar?
Waist.
Then you are crying bitterly. And that crying was not imitation. So I am astonished that you are fear for fear, and that yet you are fearing from a bath in the hands of Yashoda. So why? Here it is called Mugdha, know nothing, very innocent as a child, innocent child, knowing nothing. It is called Mugdhata. So Krishna, it is by yoga maya. If a man is overpowered by illusory maya of Krishna, and he is feeling sukh and dukh, suffering and happiness, and have so many births by maya, illusory maya. He also have some, in that time, have some happiness also, some suffering also, but all the work of maya. That maya is only to unremember Krishna. That is maya. So, that thing, mugdhata and sarvagyata, it is a fruit of this maya?
No.
Not Brahma maya or any maya, not of Balram also, not of any maya, but by Krishna, by his prem, bhakta vasalya, he loves so much to his asrayas that he knows nothing.
So it's not by yoga maya, it's by prem.
Prem. And that prem is yoga maya. Yoga maya is nothing else. There are so many functions of prem, like yoga maya, atma maya, para maya, Srimati Radhika, Ladini Shakti, all are functions of yoga maya. That is of prem. Prem is only yoga maya. So Krishna becomes at the same time sarvagya also, and also mugdha also. So when he is doing rash, and if any raganuga bhakt in this world is doing aradhana of gopis or Krishna and wanting something, Krishna being mugdha in rash lila, yet he is sarvagya, and he will complete this desire of raganuga bhakt, and hears everything.